Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard with the BBC News. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is facing growing opposition in Athens to sweeping new austerity measures he agreed to introduce in exchange for a new bailout. Mark Lobel reports from Athens.
Alexis Tsipras returned home today from a marathon summit to an unhappy nation fraught with anxiety as government allies publicly questioned his bailout plan. It's not going to be an easy week. Significant tax, pension and labour reforms have to pass through Parliament in record time. Many Greeks feel Eurogroup ministers forced their hand. They're calling it a coup. The Prime Minister said he prevented more extreme measures and a recessionary trend will be avoided. But many people on the streets fear for their livelihoods, and a growing number fear more debt will be inescapable if these plans fail to kickstart the economy.
Mexico's interior minister has called a meeting with state governors on how to prevent an increase in violence following the escape of the country's most wanted drug lord. A manhunt is underway across Mexico and neighbouring countries to try to recapture Joaquin Guzman, who's the leader of the powerful Sinaloa cartel. Analysts say his escape from a top security prison could trigger a violent turf war across Mexico with rival drug cartels. There's been rioting in Belfast in Northern Ireland as police tried to prevent a Protestant Orange Order parade from entering a nationalist area of the city. At least 8 officers were injured after being pelted with rocks and bottles. Andy Martin reports.
Senior representatives of the Progressive Unionist Party, the political wing of the Ulster Volunteer Force, have tried to calm the violence, but unsuccessfully. On the nationalist side, officers had to lift a car onto its side to free a girl who had been run over. There are now 2 crowds facing one another in the Ardoyne area, which has been the scene of serious rioting in previous years.
The White House says talks in Vienna aimed at reaching a deal on Iran's nuclear program have made progress, but there are issues that remain unresolved. 6 world powers, including the US and Russia and Britain, have been negotiating with Tehran for 17 days about scaling down its nuclear activities in return for the lifting of some economic sanctions. The latest deadline for reaching a deal has just passed. From Washington, here's John Sopel.
Really, nothing is agreed until everything is agreed, because you change one word and the other side could say, well, we need to change another word, and then you have to go back and renegotiate, and whole texts can suddenly reopen that you thought had been closed down. So, you know, when we see them brandishing it and reading from the document, I think we will know then that they've finally got there.
The King of Bahrain has pardoned a prominent human rights activist who spent the last 3 months in prison. The country's official news agency said Nabil Rajab had been released for health reasons. He was being held because of comments he made online criticising the treatment of political prisoners. Mr. Rajab is from Bahrain's Shiite majority, which has been demanding greater rights in the Sunni-led monarchy. BBC News. Police in Israel say they've detained a Palestinian activist a day after he was freed from prison in a deal ending a lengthy hunger strike. They said Khada Adnan had no Israeli permit to enter the Old City in East Jerusalem. Mr. Adnan, a member of the banned Islamic Jihad group, was held without charge for more than a year. The authorities in the United States have arrested the son of a Boston police captain for allegedly plotting to commit violence on behalf of the Islamic State group. Alexander Ciccolo, who's 23, was taken into custody after buying firearms from an undercover FBI informer. Gay adults will be allowed to serve as Boy Scout leaders in the United States after a unanimous vote to lift a ban that's lasted more than a century. Simon Ponsford has the details.
There's been growing pressure on America's Boy Scout movement to end its ban on gay leaders, which has been in place since the organisation was founded in 1910. Conservative religious groups have been reluctant to change the policy, but in May, the Boy Scouts of America's president, Robert Gates, warned that such a ban could simply not continue, and said Scouts should deal with the world as it was, not as they might wish it to be. 2 years ago, the Texas-based organisation did lift a ban on gay youth becoming Boy Scouts, but the issue has continued to cause deep divisions.
And one of the world's most popular hip-hop stars, the rapper 50 Cent, has filed for bankruptcy protection in the United States. Here's David Willis in Los Angeles.
Just a few weeks ago, Forbes magazine put his net worth at $155 million. Yet today, lawyers in Connecticut, where he lives, in a house once owned by Mike Tyson, listed both his assets and his liabilities at between $10 and $50 million. Last week, the singer, who rose to prominence with an album called Get Rich or Die Tryin', was ordered to pay $5 million in damages to a woman over a sex tape that was posted online without her permission.
David Willis, and that's the BBC News.